Hi, we are Elena and Juan, and we are going to explain how to cook the typical Valencian paella. Firstly, we have to expose the ingredients. What do you think that a good paella have to have?
I think that a good paella must have stock, obviously, and it is possible to add a spicy chorizo.
No, I don't think so. I think that it's better to have rabbit and chicken.
Ah, okay, yes, it's better. Obviously, one of the main ingredients is the rice. And saffron.
Yeah, and we can add green beans and butter beans too.
Okay, perfect. We have all the ingredients for a wonderful paella. Let's start.
Firstly, we have to chop the chicken and the rabbit and then fry them on a high heat on the pan. When we have to pull the stock?
When we have to put the stock. Stop, stop. No, don't pour the stock yet. Firstly, add the green beans and the butter beans and season with a pinch of salt and fry on a high heat.
Now we can pull the stock, isn't it?
Yes, now yes.
Okay, so we have to bring to the boil, and when it's boiling, sprinkle the rice and lightly flavor with saffron.
Okay, perfect. Now we can stir the rice.
No, don't stir. Leave it for 20 minutes, more or less.
Okay, so leave it for 20 minutes until the stock has evaporated.
And now you can serve it to your friends, the typical local paella, and you can enjoy it.
Okay,
Thank
this
you.
is our receipt. Thank you so much.
Today we are going to talk about the most typical Valencian recipe, the paella. To prepare this delicious meal, we need
Stock, rice, and tomato.
chicken or rabbit, salt, rosemary.
and also green and butter beans, saffron and olive oil.
The steps to the recipe of the paella are: first, put olive oil in the paella and fry the rice.
No, you have to fry the chicken and rabbit until it's golden brown.
Grate the tomato and add it to the mixture with green peas.
No, with the green and butter beans.
After that, you have to pour the stock and bring it to the boil. Then sprinkle the saffron to season it and add the rice in the form of a cross.
Shake the pan vigorously.
No, you shake it gently.
And wait until the water evaporates, but controlling the heat. Test the flavor with a spoon